SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
I'm joined by Matthew Karakoulakis, founder and CEO of Indigenous-owned legal firm AMK Law. Matthew is joining us. This is just won the 2024 Leader of the Year Award at the Australian Law Awards. Matthew, first of all, congratulations and welcome to ITV Radio.
Thank you, Bertrand, and hello to you and to all your amazing listeners on ITV Radio.
What does being acknowledged by your peers and being recognized with this prestigious award mean to you?
You said winning the award, it means a lot because it's something that goes beyond personal recognition, but instead it highlights the importance of working and supporting First Nations community through the legal frameworks in the work that I do and what we do at AMK Law. It really does give a sense of confidence and affirmation for the work that we're achieving to empower First Nations businesses and our communities and show that it's really making a difference. So it's definitely a strong reminder that every bit of hard work that I do is definitely valued. But beyond this, it's also something that is not really about self, but instead, I think that whenever we're lucky enough to win something or achieve an outcome, it's always built upon the support of our communities, of our ancestors, our elders, and other team members that are there supporting us. So I view that it's really a collective effort, and also I'm motivated to continue striving to achieve great outcomes for First Nations community through this recognition.
Yeah, last year you won the Australasian Award, another very prestigious one, now this time in a wider area, and this year it's the Australian Award. Do you see your work within law as a way of inspiring young First Nations people?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely see the work that I do as a way of inspiring young First Nations people. I think that's also because there needs to be more First Nations lawyers. And so I hope that through my success, particularly in commercial and dispute resolution laws, that I can show other younger up-and-coming First Nations lawyers and First Nations people that there is actually a career in law. And it's not just something that's possible, but it can also be incredibly rewarding. And some of the other ways that I do this as well is through mentoring young First Nations students and people as well, and also being able to provide guidance and support. And we also have some programs like the AMK Indigenous Law Students Scholarship that we're doing through Flinders University and the Aboriginal Law Student Mentoring Program that we're also sponsoring. So I think that these are some of the ways that we really do try to help young First Nations people and law students of the future.
Yeah, now you're doing your bit on an individual level and also through your legal firm, but do you feel at times that First Nations people don't get the representation they deserve?
I definitely think that First Nations peoples often don't get the legal representation that's deserved. I think that that creates a real need for First Nations lawyers to better understand and represent First Nations people. So that's why, one of the reasons why it's important, I believe, that we have more First Nations lawyers. Some of the challenges obviously come through things like the cultural disconnection. So the legal system in Australia, because it's based on Western principles, it's often not aligned with First Nations ways of doing things. And so to be able to have the connection through the sorts of understandings, I believe that there needs to be that cultural place of connection to properly represent First Nations peoples. And there's obviously some significant issues about access to legal representation that First Nation peoples and communities have suffered from for many years, including remote and regional areas. And some of these issues have gone into, you know, the great overrepresentation in the criminal justice system of First Nations peoples. And some of these include the much higher and disproportionate incarceration rates of arrest and racial division that occurs and is inflicted upon First Nations peoples amongst those that have been incarcerated, especially when you compare this against non-Indigenous Australians. I think these are some of the reasons, Bertram, but there's definitely a lot more that we could go into in terms of the representation issues that First Nations peoples really do deserve.
As an Indigenous-owned legal firm, how does AMK Law assist First Nations clients and the community?
Yeah, so I personally work to assist First Nations clients and community in a number of ways, but first and foremost by providing culturally appropriate legal advice, by really understanding and connecting when providing legal services in a way that understands, identifies, connects with, and empowers the unique needs of First Nation communities and our clients as well. Some of the other parts about assisting community are about the mentoring program, the advocacy work, and something else that I also work on is the Battle Against Black Cladding Masterclass, which raises awareness and provides frameworks for getting the necessary changes in place amongst and really to benefit proper Aboriginal business outcomes for Aboriginal businesses and for procurement teams to be able to see better outcomes through the vehicle of business, going into Aboriginal communities and empowering some of those changes that need to happen when you look at the closing the gap type metrics. We also have the Black Excellence in Governance Being program that David Mayo and I created, and it's specifically designed for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander boards and organisations where cultural aspects are really understood and strong governance practices take place through and as a result of the Being program to help in that governance space for Aboriginal community organisations.
Yeah, you just mentioned black cladding. This is a topic we've covered so many times on this program, and it's something you've been really working on tirelessly over the years. Now, are there any recent changes for the better in when it comes to black cladding?
Yeah, I'd say that when it comes to black cladding, there is some awareness that's beginning to improve. There's still a long way to go, Bertrand. I think that there was a positive aspect of a recent case and court decision involving GLAD Holdings where the term black cladding was specifically referred to in the court of the judgment, which is a good step forward. I think that when you get a statement of legal judgment, then referring to a new concept, that can then step into frameworks of creating law, which is great. I believe that the awareness piece is definitely continuing to improve. And through my battle against Black Cladding Masterclass, we've started to get some really good outcomes, not only in awareness, but also in creating the frameworks for the changes that need to happen when it comes to working with Aboriginal businesses. There was also some awareness a few weeks ago in the SBS NITV episode that was with Carla Grant on her Living Black program that specifically raised awareness on black cladding issues. And so I think that the most positive recent change in the black cladding area really is about the awareness that's taking place and some of the frameworks are developing.
Yeah, no, definitely. This TV program had a great impact and a lot of following, just like your masterclasses and your podcast as well, because you also run a podcast where you raise this awareness. Now, Matthew, before I let you go, anything you'd like to add to the conversation we haven't covered that's really crucial for our listeners?
Yeah, I guess the only thing to really add is I've given a bit of a positive touch into some of the changes in awareness around black cladding, but obviously that still is a very significant issue. And the more people that we have that want to see Aboriginal business being done right, and the more people that we have that want to be working with and empowering Aboriginal communities, whether that's through the law or whatever area of work we are in, I think the more that we can have together as Aboriginal peoples and our allies, the stronger and better the future is likely to be.
Yeah, Matthew Karakalakis, founder and CEO of AMK Law and winner of the Leader of the Year Award at the Australian Law Awards 2024. Thank you very much for taking the time to join us on NITV Radio today.
Thank you. And wonderful catching up with you again, Bedrin.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.